Although Johann Sebastian Bach went to Halle in 1729 to meet Handel on a brief visit to his birthplace, he arrived too late, and so the two greatest musicians of their time, born in the same year and not too distant from each other, never met. Their careers, however, were very different. Whilst Handel travelled frequently throughout Europe with the lavish support of the king and nobility of England, Bach spent his whole life in the drab confines of provincial cities in Germany, impoverished by the Thirty Years' War. Bach first served at the court of the Duke of Weimar, before moving to the court of the Prince of Anhalt-in-Köthen. Here he was also cantor, in charge of the St. Thomas Schule and of music in the churches of St. Thomas and St. Nikolai in Leipzig. It is difficult to accept that the genius Bach was regarded as a craftsman, and in his jobs he was expected to undertake the roles of teacher, composer, performer, and choirmaster. Bach, who was proud, determined, and at times irascible, soon found himself at odds with the authorities, partly because of his claim to the directorship of music in the university, which his predecessors had held, and partly because he was not suited to be the subordinate to a musically ignorant town council. This is expressed in his few surviving personal letters written to an influential friend, Georg Erdmann, the Russian plenipotentiary at Danzig.
Leipzig, 14th of September, 1725. Almost 4 years have now gone by since your honour favoured me with a kind reply to my letter, and remembering that you were graciously pleased to ask for some news of my misfortunes, I herewith obediently comply with that request. You are well acquainted with my fate from youth up, until the change took me to Köthen as conductor. There I found a benevolent prince with a love and knowledge of music, and thought to pass the rest of my life in his service. But as it so fell out, the said Serene Highness married a princess of Berenburg, and it seemed thereafter that the said prince's inclination for music had somewhat cooled, especially as the new princess appeared to be an amuser. And it so pleased God that I should be offered a position here as Directore Musices and Cantore at St. Thomas's School. At first, indeed, I felt it most unbecoming to change from conductor to cantor. I therefore delayed my decision for some 3 months, but the post was so favourably described to me that in the end, particularly as my sons seemed disposed towards studies, I took courage in the name of the All Highest and went to Leipzig, passed my examination, and accepted the change. By God's will, I have been here ever since. As, however, one, I find that this service is not near so lucrative as it had been described to me, two, many accidentia of the post escaped me, three, the place is very expensive, and four, the authorities are hard to please and care little for music, so that I'm obliged to live amid almost continual vexation, envy, and persecution. It seems that I shall be compelled, with your gracious assistance, to seek my fortune elsewhere. Should your honour know of or discover any convenable station for an old and faithful servant in that place, I would respectfully beg you to avouch for me a gracious recommendation. And I, for my part, shall make my best endeavour to give satisfaction for your gracious testimonial and intercession. My present post brings in about 700 thalers, and